This is Corey Fishby Rosen.
Hi, this is Stephanie calling from Local Flash. How are you doing today?
No, I'm fine, Stephanie. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking, Corey. So, by the way, I was calling in regards to the previous conversation that we had. You mentioned about having some of the reviews missing on your Google listing.
Yes.
Right. So I did have our team work on recovering as much reviews as we can. And we just received a response from Google. They have actually recovered 8 reviews in total. Now, there were 2 that were not recovered, which, as per Google, has violated their policies. So they're not able to reinstate those 2 reviews. But
right.
Rest assured, 8 reviews has been recovered, and it should be reflecting on your Google business profile now.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I appreciate that due diligence, Stephanie, getting that done for us.
For sure.
Have we got any updates as far as the Google guarantee is concerned? Where are we at in that?
Mm-hmm. All right. So for the Google guarantee or the Google Verify program, our team is still in the works for the ad visibility. And as soon as this is done, it should already have your Google Verified campaign live and front-end.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this is a question that you could ask because I'm not too fluent with Facebook. I'm trying to add someone into being able to access the business profile to keep the pictures updated and stuff for that, but I can't seem to do it.
Oh, I see. Well, if
but don't y'all have that kind of access to where y'all could add somebody for me?
Well, let me check if we are able to, because if we only have admin access, then we may not be able to do so. Let me just
No,
confirm.
I think y'all got equal access, if I or partner access.
All right. Well, actually, as per check here, we only have admin access. And yes, partner, the partner access granted was just an admin access to the Facebook business page. So it will not allow us to add another admin. Although, if you wish to, I can walk you through on how you can add an admin to your Facebook page.
Yeah, you want to do that now?
Sure, yeah, definitely. Do you have access to the Facebook page right now?
I'm walking to it. All right, I'm there now.
All right, wonderful. So, and just to confirm, you're on the Facebook business page already, right?
The business portfolio?
It can be, yes, or if you can't open your Facebook business page instead.
So start from the beginning at the page. Where am I at?
That is right, yep.
All right, so I'm on the page now.
All right, so on the page, if you can go to the menu. I'm sorry, are you on your computer, Corey?
Yeah, on the computer.
Oh, okay. Let me just get into Facebook page on my end as well, just to make sure we're on the same page. All right, so on the Facebook page, if you can please click or go to the settings and privacy.
The settings, the privacy center?
Not the policy center, It should be the settings and privacy. You can click on the profile picture at the top right corner. It should give you a drop down, and that should give you settings and privacy.
Okay. So privacy center?
Just, you can click on settings.
Settings.
Now that's going to take you to settings and privacy, which you can see on the left side of this page. You just need to scroll down a bit, and then under audience and visibility, look for page setup and click on it.
Page setup, there it is.
All right, and then you would want to click on page access.
All right.
And then you can click on add you so that you'd be able to add the person that you want to make posts to your Facebook page.
With Facebook access, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And in this, I've got here several times, and for some reason, it just don't find this person. It just brings up everybody in the world that I don't know.
Oh, you don't see the person's Facebook account from there?
Yeah.
Oh, that is weird. Let's see. Are you probably friends with that person on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, that's weird though. Let me see here. And you have typed in their correct Facebook name, right?
Yes.
All right, that is weird though. Let's see.
It's got to be something to do with her privacy, I'm guessing.
It could be, yes. There can be Facebook settings to where they can't be searched online.
Well, I can
online.
Search her up, but I can't just search her through that, you know, just trying to add her
yeah.
as manager. But when you go to her Facebook, it's just, you know, limited. So that makes me think that there's some settings that could be involved maybe from her end.
Yeah, it could be on her end on why she's not showing on the search results when you try to add her. Let me just check if there's anything else that maybe can be done. Yeah, that is weird, because if you're friends with her on Facebook, then it should give you the option to add her.
Well, I ain't friends with her from the business page, but on my personal page.
Let's see here. Okay, let me just check. All right, so you may want to have that person like or follow your page first. Also, yes, she may need to check on her privacy settings. There can actually be settings on a Facebook account that's going to prevent them from being searchable or added on pages.
Right, right.
Right, so you may want to check with them in regards to their privacy settings, as well as them making sure that they like or follow the page so that you can easily add them through this page that we're on.
All right.
All right, then. All right, and is there maybe anything else that I can assist you with today, Corey? Do you have any other questions?
No. That would cover it. I appreciate all your help in getting this done with the reviews. And I look forward to, you know, getting this Google Verified thing rolling.
For sure, definitely. Well, it's actually our pleasure to be able to deliver these results to you, Corey. And if there's anything else that you may have questions about or anything else comes up, then please know you can always give us a call back.
And when are the reviews expected to show back?
Well, the reviews should already be visible on your Google Business profile now.
Yeah, it's about the same ones that were there. I can't really see where none of they brought any back, maybe a couple, but it ain't eight.
So on Google, let me just check here.
Like, I still got 28 reviews. If they brought back the ones that, all the ones that they deleted, I would have probably about 34, 35, or even 6, somewhere in there. Or 8 reviews would be 36, but I'm guessing that they didn't bring back all of them. So anyway, I have 30-something plus. It's sitting at only 28, so I don't know what they brought back.
Let me go ahead and verify it here for you. Let me see. So I actually have here a list of the names of the reviews that were recovered. So it shows here that a review from Garth Bird has been recovered. This was a review from 5 weeks ago. A review from Taylor. I'm sorry, I accidentally closed my screen, my bad. Let me just pull it up again. All right. So going back, we had reviews from Garth Bird, Taylor, Colin Stackhouse, Vanessa, Lori, David Hall, Joshua, and Emily that were recovered.
Yeah, I sent names for Lori Campbell, Ryan Evans, which that they hadn't even
so
been deleted.
They're not able to recover the reviews from Sherrod Crawley and Ryan Evans, as they have noticed these reviews to be violating their policies.
How were they in violation of policies?
Well, Google did not really provide any specific information on what policy has been violated in regards to their response to our request in recovering reviews. They only mentioned that they have reinstated the reviews that don't violate Google's policies. And I'm going to read it, read the sentence on their email, which says, "We've found a few reviews that violate our policy, so we didn't reinstate them." And that is as far as what Google said on their email.
All right. Well, I guess it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. But, yes, any other questions maybe, Corey, anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, that was it. Do we have a projected or a guess time on what we may be looking at as far as the Google presentation is concerned?
I apologize, the line cut off. Are you referring to the Google Verified or the Google Guarantee?
Oh, the Google Guarantee, yeah.
Okay. Well, I am not able to provide you with a time frame on this, but I will definitely monitor your Google Verified campaign and check on the ad visibility. As soon as this is done, I'll definitely get back with you, or as soon as I get an update, I'll definitely get back with you and have you notified.
All right. Sounds good. I guess, yeah, I don't suppose this might be a little too extravagant. I don't suppose you would know the data on what a job projection is looking like at the current moment, would you, as far as good or bad?
Well, our team has actually started working on the ad visibility last week, and technically it should only take within a week or two for that to be done. So I'm actually going to go ahead and further check with the team first, as well as verify on the date on when we can get your Google Verified campaign live and running.
I'm guessing what I'm asking, like with the accounts that y'all are already dealing with, is there a good projection for the year as far as work, or are things kind of looking questionable, especially considered with, I guess, how things are unsure in the economy at the moment?
All right, so I apologize. The line kind of cut off, but just to confirm, you wanted to see progress or to see results on the campaign?
Well, no, I was just asking if you had overall data on what jobs, especially if you're dealing with leads, of the projection for the year of the annual jobs were looking like. Is it looking like it's going to be a surplus or a decline?
Got it. All right, so we do have these information on the client dashboard. Although we're not able to keep track of how much leads that you get to receive, as we don't have a call tracking phone number set up on your account. By the way, if you wish to have a call tracking phone number, we can do so. It actually helps us keep track of any leads that you get to receive and from which campaigns. At the same time, as far as the, as far as the data on your, listings, technically for the year, we've already gained 613 views on your Google Business Profile. 38 of those visited your website, and per the record, 11 has already attempted to give you a call through the Google Business Profile. And when it comes to Facebook ads, we're actually seeing good numbers here for the Facebook ads.
So where are those calls going when they're calling through to Google? Because they have it, unless they're marketers. I have been getting a lot of calls from marketers.
So these calls goes to the phone number ending in 9788, which is the phone number listed on your Google Business Profile. And yes, it could be possible that some are going to be from marketers, or some can be from competitors, which I would still say is a good sign, because these people would reach out to you most especially when they see your business online. If that means you're already visible online, that also means that the program is working. So that's why they're trying to reach out to you, as they are already seeing your business in the market.
Well, I mean, and I guess you got a point there, but ain't the people we're trying to attract.
Right, I definitely understand. Although local SEO does not guarantee any valid leads, it actually is focusing on being in the ranking as well as gaining visibility, which we definitely are already, we're already able to do. We're already gaining the visibility and the rankings on Google. Rest assured, though, once Google Verified campaign starts, we'll definitely then be able to keep track of the valid leads that you're going to be receiving. And it will definitely target the right audience and the right target leads as well. Now, for Facebook ads, by the way, in the past 3 months, or for this year, we're actually seeing good numbers, which means we should definitely be seeing more leads or more prospects from Facebook ads, as it has reached 5,935 Facebook account users already, and 265 of those has clicked on the ad, and it shows per the record that there are 16 that has sent a message through the Facebook. And there is also one phone call that went through.
What's the difference in being in sponsored roofing services versus, I guess, the business section?
All right. So Google Verified, by the way, will show a check mark on your business, which means that you are definitely a Google partner, or you are technically following Google's guidelines as well as far as running the business. At the same time, showing sponsored will actually show you at the top of the search results whenever people search for the keywords that you have on your business.
So that'll put me in the sponsored section?
That is correct. And right, it cool. It is for Google Ads, actually. So what we have on your services is Google Verified campaign, which is going to show a check mark on your business. But if we run Google Ads, then that will put you on the sponsored section, which is going to be at the top of the search results.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Anything else maybe that you have questions about, Corey? Anything else that I can assist?
No. I think that would just cover it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And should there be anything else, please feel free to give us a call back.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great rest of the day, Corey.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.